Today is December 2nd. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. We are early morning flying Nashville to Denver and escaping to the mountains together today. On our way over to the Wild at Heart Advanced. So thank you for your prayers. Hopefully your bags are packed. You won't need a sleeping bag, but we'll be roughing it for sure. Old school lodge style. Although it's nice. Very rustic. Very warm. Campfires, all that. It's going to be great. Today is December 2nd. This would have been my father's birthday. And so, as I drive over to the Collegiate Peaks area, I'm sure I'll be thinking of him. We're reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible this week. Today's reading in the Old Testament is from Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 through 11. Verse 1. In the first year of Darius, who was the son of Ahasuerus, was a Mede by birth, and was ruler over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the books according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, the prophet, that the number of years for the desolation of Jerusalem would be 70. So I turned my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and petitions, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, "Ah, Lord, the great and awe-inspiring God who keeps his gracious covenant with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned, done wrong, acted wickedly, rebelled, and turned away from your commandments and ordinances. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, leaders, fathers, and all the people of the land. Lord, righteousness belongs to you. But this day, public shame belongs to us, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those who are near and those who are far, in all the countries where you have dispersed them, because the disloyalty they have shown toward you. Lord, public shame belongs to us, our kings, our leaders, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. Compassion and forgiveness belong to the Lord our God, though we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by following his instructions that he set before us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has broken your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. The promised curse, written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, has been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. He has carried out his words that he spoke against us and against our rulers by bringing on us so great a disaster that nothing like what has been done to Jerusalem has ever been done under all of heaven. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, as this disaster has come on us, yet we have not appeased the Lord our God by turning from our injustice and paying attention to your truth. So the Lord kept the disaster in mind and brought it on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all he has done, but we have not obeyed him. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made your name renowned, as it is this day, we have sinned. We have acted wickedly. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, may your anger and wrath turn away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain. For because of our sins and the injustices of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become an object of ridicule to all those around us. Therefore, our God, hear the prayer and the petitions of your servant. Show your favor to your desolate sanctuary for the Lord's sake. Listen, my God, and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city called by your name, for we are not presenting our petitions before you based on our righteous acts, but based on your abundant compassion. Lord, hear. Lord, forgive. Lord, listen and act. My God, for your own sake, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name. while I was speaking, praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my petition before Yahweh my God concerning the holy mountain of my God. While I was praying, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the first vision, came to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering. He gave me this explanation. Daniel, I've come now to give you understanding. At the beginning of your petitions, an answer went out, and I have come to give it. For you are treasured by God, so consider the message and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed about your people and your holy city, to bring the rebellion to an end, to put a stop to sin, to wipe away injustice, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Know and understand this, from the issuing of the decree to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah, the Prince, will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be rebuilt with a plaza and a moat, but in difficult times. After those 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and will have nothing. The people of the coming Prince will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come with a flood, and until the end, there will be war. Desolations are decreed. He will make a firm covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and offering, and the abomination of desolation will be on a wing of the temple until the decreed destruction is poured out on the desolator. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar. The message was true and was about a great conflict. He understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 full weeks. I didn't eat any rich food, no meat or wine entered my mouth, and I didn't put any oil on my body until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up and there was a man dressed in linen with a belt of gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like topaz, his face like the brilliance of lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. Only I, Daniel, saw the vision. The men who were with me did not see it. But a great terror fell on them, and they ran and hid. I was left alone, looking at this great vision. But no strength was left in me. My face grew deathly pale, and I was powerless. I heard the words he said, and when I heard them, I fell into a deep sleep with my face to the ground. Suddenly, a hand touched me and raised me to my hands and knees. He said to me, "Daniel, you are a man treasured by God. Understand the words that I'm saying to you. Stand on your feet, for I have now been sent to you." After he said this to me, I stood trembling. "Don't be afraid, Daniel," he said to me, "for from the first day you purposed to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your prayers were heard. I have come because of your prayers, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia opposed me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me after I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to help you understand what will happen to your people in the last days, for the vision refers to those days." While he was saying these words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and was speechless. Suddenly, one with human likeness touched my lips. I opened my mouth and said to the one standing in front of me, "My Lord, because of the vision, I am overwhelmed and powerless. How can someone like me, your servant, speak with someone like you, my Lord? Now I have no strength and there is no breath in me." Then the one with human likeness touched me again and strengthened me. He said, "Don't be afraid. You who are treasured by God, peace to you. Be very strong." As he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, "Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me." He said, "Do you know why I have come to you? I must return at once to fight against the Prince of Persia, and when I leave, the Prince of Greece will come. No one has the courage to support me against them except Michael, your prince. However, I will tell you what is recorded in the Book of Truth. In the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to strengthen and protect him. First John 2:18-3:6. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. We know from this that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. However, they went out so that it might be made clear that none of them belongs to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you have knowledge. I have not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar if not the one who denies that Jesus is the Messiah? He is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son can have the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father as well. What you have heard from the beginning must remain in you. If what you have heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he himself made to us, eternal life. I have written these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. The anointing you received from him remains in you, and you don't need anyone to teach you. Instead, his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, just as it is taught you. Remain in him. So now, little children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have boldness and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know this as well. Everyone who does what is right has been born of him. Look at how great a love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children, and we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know him. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin also breaks the law. Sin is the breaking of the law. You know that he was revealed so that he might take away sins. There is no sin in him. Everyone who remains in him does not sin. Everyone who sins has not seen him or known him. Psalm 121:1-8. The Lord our protector. A song of ascents. I raise my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and your going, both now and forever. Proverbs 28:12. 27 and 28. The one who gives to the poor will not be in need. But the one who turns his eyes away will receive many curses. When the wicked come to power, people hide. But when they are destroyed, the righteous flourish. Father, we come before you. I come before you particularly thinking of the psalmist today. I raise my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. For in a short while, this is what I will be doing. And those who live in those regions can lift their eyes to the mountains and see this every day. But you are the maker of all, and we lift our eyes to you, and it is from you that all of our help comes from. You are the sovereign Lord. We bow to your sovereignty. We thank you. We glorify you. Father, I pray over this time in Colorado with these men that you would bless it, that you would protect it, that you would build a hedge around it, and that irreversible change would happen because of it. And that as we go forth from this place, we go forth with clear direction into the new year for our families, our friends, our spheres of influence, our churches, our communities, and beyond. I thank you, Lord, that you are the sovereign Lord, the Lord of heaven's armies, and that there is nothing that you cannot do. And we place our hope in you in this season. We love you, Father. Praise you. Pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. You know that. You can always find out what's going on at the Daily Audio Bible by hitting the homepage of the website. So as you know, I've got a scoot. You're all in my suitcase and it's heavy and I got to drag it all to the airport. So we got to hurry and catch that flight. But I guess a couple of things I will mention. One, I request your prayers over the camp this weekend, over the travel to and from Colorado, and over the men who will be embarking on the great adventure along with me today. Second thing is that the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas 2010 released yesterday, so that should be in your hands. It would have arrived right along with the Daily Audio Bible. If you want more information on it, then on the homepage of the website is a banner. Click it, it'll take you in, and there's all kinds of goodies in there. Well, not all kinds, but you can listen to, if you so choose, you can listen to all of the previous Daily Audio Bible Family Christmases. We always bring them out and make them available at Christmas time, so you can listen to all 5 years now if that's something that you would enjoy doing. So just click the banner on the homepage. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website as well. There's a link right on the homepage for such things. Thank you for your partnership. Or the mailing address for Daily Audio Bible is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And then, of course, the Daily Audio Bible store is always open, but it's open for Christmas. We have some cool things that we'll be releasing for the holiday season, so you can check out the store. And what else? If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253. I sound like I'm just kind of like a show announcer blazing through announcements, right? I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I'm like, I gotta go to the airport. So that's it for today. I will look forward to being with you tomorrow from snowy Colorado. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll see you then.
Bye. Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is American Sarah Jane, who is no longer hailing from London, but Colorado. It's been ages since I called. It was like last July or whatever. And I'm sorry I haven't updated you, but I've been busy moving across the world. If you could pray, I guess, a few prayer requests. One, for me, in terms of making friends, I do that quite easily, but I just haven't seemed to come across any people out here in Colorado Springs. And I know that will happen, and I'm not worried. It just would be nice if there were brothers and sisters around that are physically here, just like my family that I miss in London. And also, could you pray for, this is complicated. I'm an almost mom. That means I'm possibly the guardian, well, I'm temporarily the guardian of an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old whose parents are still here and around, but we're trying to figure this whole thing out because their parents are 68 and 71. So the younger boy's name is Sean, and he's doing great, although he needs to speed things up. Takes him 2 hours to eat. And the 11-year-old Tommy, we just found some stuff on the computer that he shouldn't have been looking at. And I just want to tell all the men who've, or women who've rung in with this issue and struggle, I pray for you, my brothers, and I wish you could pray for my 11-year-old, because here's where it starts, and we've, you know, installed all the things that you've suggested. So thank you for those that have called in and suggested that stuff. We really appreciate it. And that's pretty much it. I love you, my family, and I'm glad to be hailing from this side of the pond. Take care.
Hi, this is Shelley from York, Pennsylvania. I just want to thank the DAB family for being such a support group. I need prayer for a friend. Her name is Kathy. She has been and has a rough couple years. Her husband passed away several years ago. She got breast cancer. She had to go through chemo and radiation. And now her cancer came back again. But in the meantime, she lost her job. She's trying to go to school. It just seems like everything's been thrown at her. And like I said, now she has cancer again, and she has to go through chemo and radiation. I'm just asking for prayer. She has so much to deal with and to be alone without her husband. She has panic attacks, anxiety. I just ask for everyone to pray for her and to help her to get through all these tough times. She knows her Lord and Savior. She desperately calls upon him, but she just needs the help of this family to help her to get one foot in front of the other. Thank you, DAD family. Have a good day. Bye.